another young patient has arrived at Leprosy Mission, a Christian charity hospital in Kolkata that is among the country's best for treating leprosy patients. A physiologist checks the young man's arms for signs of nerve damage that can debilitate and deform. Elsewhere, eye doctors test the man's vision. For many patients, the gruesome toll that the disease inflicts on their bodies is not the worst part about having leprosy. It's how other people treat them.
People hate me because I have leprosy. When they see my festering wounds, they fear that I will infect them, so they cover their face and move away from me.
Social stigma against the disease in India is strong. None of the patients here wanted to be identified by name on camera. Early drug intervention can arrest leprosy's ruinous impact, but many newly infected people worried about being ostracized hide their condition for years until they start to become disabled. This 18-year-old patient got the infection in childhood, but only recently sought medical treatment when it started affecting his hands and feet. Once at the leprosy mission, patients can receive drugs to mitigate the disease's impact, get custom-made shoes to fit disfigured feet, or even have prosthetic limbs designed. But then the time comes for patients to leave, which frequently becomes the biggest challenge, says Dr. Helen Roberts, superintendent of the leprosy mission.
When the treatment gets over, there's oftentimes people, their own near and dear ones, they don't want to take them back into their homes. So that's why the treatment becomes very difficult for us, because it's a hospital providing a health care, but it's not a home. We cannot keep them forever and ever.
Families effectively disown sons, daughters, and siblings. Businesses fire infected workers. Many patients end up impoverished and ostracized in places like this leprosy colony, 130 kilometers from Kolkata. India has made great strides in treating the disease through specialized leprosy clinics like this one. But Dr. Jerry Joshua, a surgeon at the leprosy mission, says the fact there is a specialized hospital for leprosy at all is a part of the problem.
There is actually no need for centers exclusively for leprosy. This treatment that is given here should be made available to them wherever they can access it, in any plastic surgery or in any orthopedic surgery unit. Unfortunately, this is not the case, where patients do not mingle with each other.
Dr. Joshua says that in an ideal situation, hospitals like his should not exist, and leprosy would be treated no different than heart disease or diabetes. VOA News, Kolkata, India.